It's me again. I'm back. I know it's been another week or so since I podcasted, but, you know, that's life. I do have a few things I wanted to talk about. This being the first day of summer, it was, oh my God, it was so freaking hot today. It was 100 degrees. Well, at least that's what my car said. I took a picture of the temperature in my car, and I'll post it on the blog as well. But yesterday, it got up to like 89 or something like that, or 92 or, I don't know, some outrageous amount of heat. And then last night, my power went out about quarter till six, I guess. Quarter to five? No, it was quarter to five. And it did not come on until almost quarter to five this morning. So it was out for 12 hours. I only opened my refrigerator one time, and because I thought it really needs to keep, you know, keep the cool in there because I don't want to anything to go bad. So this morning when I got up in the power, actually the power woke me up, was the first day I could sleep a little later, and when everything turned back on, the lights that I had left on from the night before were on this morning, and that kind of woke me up. Anyway, I checked the freezer, and everything was still frozen solid, so that was good. And in the refrigerator, everything was cool to cold. So keeping it closed for those 12 hours saved everything. However, I did stop and get fresh milk on the way home from work today because I thought maybe the milk had gone bad, and I didn't want to chance it. I didn't want to taste it and try, so I went ahead and got fresh milk. Anyway, now my chair is squeaking. Sorry about that. Nobody knows why the power went out. I shouldn't say that. I don't know why the power went out. When I went to work this morning, because I had a few hours today at work, I went through when I was going out the front door, there was nobody at the lobby desk, so I couldn't ask anybody. And then this afternoon when I came home, there were too many people at the front desk, so I couldn't ask them either. So I just said, oh, what the hell, the power's back on, the air conditioning's working, and everything's fine. So I didn't fool with it. So power's back on, and it's cool. Now, last Friday, we went to see Riverdance at Wolf Trap. I know we always talk about the concerts we go to, and the first concert of this season, if you want to call it a concert, was Riverdance. And this is the Riverdance's final tour, whatever. So we thought we would go. And I was thinking it was going to be very cheesy, and I didn't think I was going to like it, but I actually ended up liking it. The music was absolutely beautiful. The dancing, I can take it or leave it, but the music I really loved. And it was, they were playing all the music live, so I thought that was cool. One thing is true that, I don't know if you remember that there was a Saturday Night Live skit years ago about Riverdance and how they talked about the way the dancers' legs flail about as if they're independent from their body. Well, that was so true. All these dancers, they're from their waist up, they were almost like completely still, but their legs were just like jumping all over the place and flailing about. As soon as I saw it, I'm like, this reminds me of the Saturday Night Live joke. So I thought that was funny. And we ended up enjoying it. The other thing, or another thing, was you know, I've been enjoying my new iPad since, when was it, March or April? But I was using the old cover from the iPad 2, and I really wanted something different. I actually really wanted to have a keyboard with it. So I got this new iPad cover that's by Kensington. I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head, but it's by Kensington. And it has a built-in Bluetooth keyboard that has a rechargeable battery. You don't have to change the batteries in it. And you can orientate the screen to either be vertical or horizontal. When you put the iPad in its sleeve, the sleeve itself, you can turn the sleeve vertically or horizontally, and I really like that because I've seen some iPad covers that have the keyboard that you can only have it horizontal. I'm thinking, many apps you need to have the screen vertical, especially for certain games, and if you have it in that sleeve that is only horizontal, it doesn't work that well. So that's why I bought this one, and it was only $49. I was very pleased with that. Because the other Bluetooth keyboard iPad cover that I was thinking about was one that was at Brookstone, and it folds up, and it's got like this little flip-over thing that keeps it all closed. But that one, it only orientates the iPad horizontal, and I don't like that. So I thought, I've got to find a better one. And sure enough, I did. It was only $49. I'm actually reading from a list of podcast topics that I wanted to discuss. I got this new application, whatever, on the Mac called Day One. It's like a little journal, and it's got one thing I like about it is it has a menu bar option. We can just click on this thing and quickly put in a little topic or whatever. So anytime I think about something I want to talk about, I just click on this keyboard on the menu item thing, and it pops on this little window, and I can quickly type it in, and it saves it to the Day One journal. And I really like the layout of the Day One journal. I don't know if I care for the color. They have this aqua blue for the times and stuff, and I don't really care for that. But I don't know if I can change that. I wonder if I can change that. I don't know. Anyway, so I've been using that to keep notes of little things I want to talk about, and finishing 25 years of teaching was one, the new iPad cover, Riverdance, and then I have this other topic about my dry cleaners. When I go to my dry cleaners and drop off my shirts and pick up my shirts, there's this one girl who works there, and I call her girl because she's probably maybe 20 years old at the most, 18 to 20 years old probably. I find it interesting that when I give her, like for example, if my shirts cost $8.75 and I give her a 10, she has to use a calculator to figure out what the change is. I'm like, do young people today, do they not know how to count back change? I wonder if that's something of this generation, that they are so into technology. Because this girl has her phone out all the time. And she, hits the calculator app on her phone, and she types in, punches in 10, take away 875, and has to, I just find it amazing that she has to calculate $1.25 back. Can't people, I really do think it's a generational thing that this girl can't count up from $8.75 to $10. I don't know. I just found that so odd. And every time I go in there and she does that, I'm thinking to myself, what is wrong with this girl? And I don't know if it's just this girl or if it's a young generation thing. I really don't know, to tell you the truth. But I just find that so odd that she has to use a calculator to count back my change. Has anyone else, encountered such a thing like that? I don't know. It just kind of bugs me, kind of drives me crazy. Anyway, and the last thing I have to talk about, many people have talked about on their podcasts, and I just want to chime in here. One of the followers or listeners of many of the podcasts was Lord Byron, and I'm sure you've already heard this on other podcasts. He passed away, I think it was a week or so ago, and I keep wanting to talk about this because every morning when I start up my computer, I have certain programs that start up automatically, as like Safari and Mail, and Twitter is one of them. And when I go to Twitter and I look to see, what the updates are, within the first 5 tweets or so is one from Lord Byron. He must have subscribed to this daily, inspiration tweet or whatever. Excuse me, because every morning there's a tweet from Lord Byron with there's like this inspirational message, and it's from Lord Byron. And I know that he died a week ago, so I know that there's nobody, probably his relatives or whatever, realizing he's got a Twitter account. And the fact that he subscribed to this and it's still automatically updating this long after his death. And every day when I see that, it reminds me of the fact that he is no longer with us and that he died. And I'm just sad. I mean, I didn't really have a major connection with him. I know he's a follower on Twitter, and I think he listened to the podcast. I know in the old days of podcasting, he was a big listener. And I was trying to remember if maybe one time, I'm thinking once, he may have joined a group show. I don't remember, to tell you the truth. But he's definitely been around. He was a big follower and supporter of the podcasting community. And every time I see that Twitter update, I just think about him. So I don't know. He's definitely sorely missed, and I wonder how long that automatic tweet will come out every morning for him. I don't know. Interesting. Anyway, that's all for now. I will inform you that next week we are headed to California for a week-long trip into the Napa-Sonoma area to visit wineries in California. So I know for sure there will definitely not be a podcast unless I am able to You know, I don't think I can. I don't think I can, because I'm not taking my laptop. I'm only taking my iPad. So I don't know if I can post a. I don't think I can do that. I don't know. I'll have to see. But I have a good feeling I will not be podcasting next week at all. But I will return. And since I'm now on summer break, I might be podcasting more often. So, this message is for Anthony. Anthony from Ashanti No Lemon. He sent a voicemail asking me to join the group shows. Anthony, your recording time just is not working for me. So we'll have to figure out another time. And I was also invited on to the Faye Drivers, I can't think of the name of that, Garage Talk or something like that, on his show on Friday nights. But that doesn't work for me either, because I'm always busy on Friday nights. So I'm starting to get the itch to, join group shows and talk to other people. But it's just not working out in terms of timing and all the things we have to do. So we'll see how the future goes. Anyway, that is all for today. I hope you all had a wonderful day and you're staying cool. Or evening, or whatever, whenever you listen to this. So until next time, bye.